The famous Arabic dictionary Al-Qamus says that sahri is the food that is eaten in the morning. A great Hanafi scholar has said, some scholars have said that the time of sahri begins at midnight. Delay in sahri is mustahab, as it is mentioned in the hadith that Sayyidina Ya'la bin Murra radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there are three things that Allah azza wa jalla likes. Number one, to eat iftar without delay after sunset. Number two, to delay sahri. And number three, to place one hand over the other while standing in salah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have heard that it is mustahab to delay sahri. Now let's listen to what that means. To delay sahri is mustahab and also earns us more reward, but it shouldn't be delayed to the extent that the time of dawn seems to be starting. Here a question arises as to what is meant by a delay in sahri. Commenting on the delay in sahri, a renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated in Tafsir al-Na'imi, this delay refers to the sixth part of the night. Sahri must not be delayed to the extent that the time of Subhi Sadiq seems to be starting. Some people keep eating after dawn during the Azan, saying, listen, the sound of Masjid's Azan is still coming, and if they do not eat, they at least drink water to close their fasts. This doesn't close the fast. In fact, it leaves the fast completely open and makes it invalid. Closing the fast has nothing to do with the Fajr Azan. It is absolutely vital that one should stop eating before Subhi Sadiq. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant every Muslim proper sense and ability to carry out worships such as Salah and fasting according to their stipulated times. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.